The Johnny Houston Radio Show with Shaw's Department Stores. Quality brands, quality service.
Okay, you're very welcome back to our program. It's just gone midday. If you listen to repeat, it's 2 a.m. in the morning. You should be asleep. Then again, it's early in the evening if you're listening in Chicago. Now then, Kieran Burke joins me on the program. Kieran, how are you?
I'm flying, Jenny.
Okay, flying. That's a nice one. Okay, and we talk everything gardening here, everything to do with the garden. And today we're you're going down a different route. And it's good that you are, because this will get a lot of young people interested in watching their parents and maybe doing it themselves when they get a wee bit older. And in fact, are maybe doing themselves now. And that is gardening for children.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's something I've been thinking about over the last while. And you were mentioning about going to schools and things. And last week, or at the beginning of this week, actually, I was doing a workshop with some teachers here in Castlebar and looking at ways to kind of integrate gardening into the classroom and things like that. And it's actually got me thinking of kind of when I first started gardening and my first memories of gardening, like with being with my grandfather in Wexford, and he digging potatoes, and he did a looked after a garden for a person, and they're great memories. And also with my own parents then in working in the garden, and I remember shoveling gravel with my father and a neighbour. I was probably 7 or 8 at the time, and in the way, but you know, I felt like a man.
I love it. Do you know, I'm just thinking to myself while I hear you speak there, that we should at some stage do This Is Your Life program with you, and maybe you'll tell us how you got into the garden.
God, no, well,
you
no, tell no.
us
there.
But you know, that's very true. My father was a painter, a sailor, a skipper, and I used to go out in the boat with him, and he used to do some interior decorating as well. And I used to go along, and I'd be mad to use the brush, you know, dip it into the paint and make a mess on the wall. And as you said, I was more or less in the way, you know, at the time. But I suppose being a father and son, they bring it with you, you know, that's it.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's as much for the fathers. They get, as I suppose, a great memory from it, and it's a great experience. And gardening can sometimes be solitary. You can get out on your own, and it's a great therapy, doing a bit of weeding, a bit of thinking. And as my grandfather used to always say, the answer's in the soil. So if you had a problem, you get out and you do a bit of work in the garden and you think about it and feel better. But it's also a social activity, and it's gardening is something which we can do together. You can do it as a family, and you can do it with the mum and dad, or dad alone, or mum alone with the children. And if you could work it into kind of the week that you maybe spend an hour in the garden as a family, or go out and do a bit of gardening. And it's not necessarily about the amount of work that you get done, but it's the time together out in the fresh air, getting some exercise, and creating memories which the children are going to take with them into their adult life and pass on.
Okay, so what kind of what would you be teaching these children then when it comes to gardening? Sow seeds and stuff?
Yeah, well, sowing seeds. And I think the way to approach, maybe if you're gardening with your own children, or kind of with your godchild or something, it's fun, it's playtime, it's something you're doing together. They're helping you, you're working together. So we're not necessessarily consciously teaching, because you pick it up as you go along. So we sow some simple seeds together. So you sow something which is easy and big to handle, and which you know is going to come up.
Yeah,
you
don't and want the children will see results.
Exactly, yeah.
Soon, yeah.
So you can sow things like nasturtium seeds, which have we've sown here in the studio a number of weeks ago, and I got the plant back with me today, and it's growing on. So they're quick and they're easy, and you can eat them. Sunflowers are great at this time of year because they grow very big and very quickly. Great big leaves when they're germinating. Peas and beans, nice, big to handle. Yeah. And there's nothing like when you have a pod then during the summer, snapping it open and tasting the peas from the pod. So again, like the first peas that you shelled, which you grow yourself. But even things like lettuces are easy. Yeah. And radishes in the soil, and so that's like a one which you
Can
pull
you
up from the ground, and you got the soil still attached
that's
to it,
true.
And you clean it
Can
off.
Can you imagine when there's a salad being made at home, and there's a lettuce there on the plate, whatever, radishes, whatever, and the kid's saying, Mum, I grew that, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And I suppose in terms then of diet and healthy eating, it's something a child is more likely to eat some fresh peas, eat lettuce, and actually want to try them.
That's true.
Having grown them. And equally, it might make us, the parents as well, want to actually have the healthy food there too and share the experience.
I mean, you mentioned the schools there, Kieran. You went to school, you had a chat there. You know, what was the school's take on this? Because now when I hear you speak about it, about educating children, but healthy eating and healthy living, and I suppose, as you said there, I mean, in a nutshell, they're more likely to eat those peas and lettuce and radishes if they grew them themselves. What was the school's take on it? Were they for it?
Well, I had a number of teachers together in a workshop. And so they were from schools around Mayo.
Oh.
And they obviously are thinking about or want to do something in line of gardening with the children in the school. So they're very positive about it.
Okay.
And so we were just discussing ideas of ways to approach it. And also, I suppose, to give very young children that the feeling when they grow a plant that it's a living thing.
Okay.
That needs to be looked after.
So in other words, we'll have to make a few Karen Burkes then if you're going to be all over the county.
Well, if we can inspire others and yeah. pass it on. That's
and maybe do it in different days. Now then, we talked about on the programme last week about the beautiful walk here at Loch Lanna that we are so proud of in Castlebar, and we talked about scented plants, but this is something else you can teach children, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, scent is a really strong trigger of memory. And they say it's the strongest thing. Smells bring back memories. You associate them with places and times. So if you have a happy garden and you're working together in the garden, a scented shrub in the garden, you get a whiff again as an adult and it takes you back to those days, the long, hot summer days.
Whatever. We used to have.
But you can have scent all through the year in the garden, whether it's daffodils in the springtime, some of those have lovely scent, or whether it's a winter flowering shrub. So, I mean, they're great triggers of the memory, and also beautiful plants too. And I suppose that's another thing which gardening brings to everybody, not just the children, but an appreciation of nature and of beauty itself.
Here's something that the kids and adults will be proud of and to taste, of course, we're speaking about, if they get involved in growing their own fruit.
Absolutely, and fruit can be very easy. Yeah. Things like strawberries. I don't think there's any child which doesn't like strawberries. Strawberries, and they're quite easy to grow. And the thing is, you don't even need a garden for them. You can grow them in pots or on window boxes, on a balcony in an apartment. No problem at all. But if you have some garden space, black currants are super easy to grow. You can even cut from the branches from a cutting and get black currants within the same year. And of course, black currants are a good thing for the kids because lots of them drink this Ribena drink, and that's where they come from, full of vitamin C. And if you grow some fruit in the garden, it's a nice sweet thing to eat instead of actually sweets or chocolate perhaps, or you can make them into a smoothie. So after the day in the garden, you have this treat afterwards which you can bring in and enjoy as the family, and maybe have your strawberries with a little bit of fresh yogurt or something like that, you know.
Salads and trays.
Yeah, I mean, again, conscious that not everybody has the garden place or the garden facility to grow vegetables outside. And some lettuce seeds sown in trays, or just even kind of like six or seven little small lettuce plants in small pots, they can be grown on a windowsill. Or even grown outside, just outside on the outside windowsill. And you don't have to let them develop into great big heads of lettuce. Even as young plants, you can pinch out the first kind of six leaves which develop,
yeah.
and the plant regrows again.
Okay.
So you get a kind of feel like what we call cut and come again crops.
Okay.
So the lettuce, you use it, it comes back again. And those young leaves of the lettuce are said to be the most nutritional, of greatest nutritional value. So even if you're not getting a full harvest, it's nice just the experience of harvesting and then putting that in with even the shop-bought leaves.
Okay, a number of weeks ago you were here in the studio with me, and you brought in the newspaper. I said, God, what's he going to read from that? But you weren't reading anything from the newspaper. What you were doing was, in a few seconds, you made for me, and we still have it out there on our notice board, a paper pot.
That's
and
right.
Today the proof of the pudding is here as such.
Yeah, well, we have, well, that nasturtium, which is in a bigger pot now, not in a plastic pot, was originally in the paper pot.
Yeah.
And here's ones we also made later or earlier, the broad bean plant. And see at the bottom of
the
it,
roots, yeah.
there's the roots.
Yeah.
It's growing through. And that's also part of the activity of doing something with the children.
Yeah.
Even if it is a bit of a wet day, we make up some of the pots so we can sow the
I'm
seeds inside.
I'm surprised how long the pot has lasted, the paper pot. Now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's 6 or 8 weeks now
it
at
is,
this
yeah.
stage, and it's holding really well.
Absolutely.
And you can see it's ready for planting out because those roots are growing yeah. out through the paper. So we'll plant that No. Pot and all into the ground.
You have
and
one.
The
you
paper
have, you
will break or break down and become compost in the soil.
Okay, you have done exactly that because you have the proof of the puddiness, is it?
Exactly. Yeah, we have the nasturtium in the
can
big pot.
Can you eat
potter.
That? Can't you?
You can eat the nasturtium leaves. Do you want to try one?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Slightly what's peppery flavour.
What's good for?
Well, you can use it in salads, and it's just it's iron. It's healthy, like as any like salad leaf is. Low on calories.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's nice, isn't it? Mm. Kind of slightly peppery. They make a lovely. Do you ever eat pesto with your pasta?
I do make up with pesto.
So if you make a pesto, instead of using basil leaves, use the nasturtiums.
Rita, have one. I had one. I had one. No. I had one.
They're nice.
What are they called?
These are nasturtiums. Try a leaf there.
That looks like what I'm growing out in the shed.
You might well be.
What you're growing is cannabis. joking.
Yeah, make sure you say joking. If the cops open my arms tonight, they'd be very disappointed.
Rita wouldn't be doing anything like that.
No, this is, yes.
It's no one's looking at it, Rita. We're asking you to taste it.
I can't.
I can't do it.
You can't
ask
do it.
Ask my husband. He makes a meal sometimes. I'm such a plain Jane.
Aidan Crowley's there. Bring him in. Aidan Crowley's there. We'll bring him in for test for you. And this will be Aidan Crowley.
Aidan Crowley, come here, man.
Aidan Crowley's wanted. How are you, Mary? Aidan, how are you? Sorry to interrupt you. We have Kieran
we
Burke.
We would like you to taste this. What's the name of it again, Kieran?
This is the leaf of nasturtium.
And
as in flower.
And we want flower, but also vegetable.
Really?
Yeah.
And we want to ask you, Aidan, what it tastes like. By the way, it's... it's edible, I can show you.
Just munch on it.
What do you think?
No.
Would you add it to
how would you describe it? Would you add it to your salad, Aidan?
Mm. In with your salad leaves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Very nice.
It's lovely.
Now, I've no guts.
What does it taste like, Aidan, would you say? Peppery?
It'd be strong. It'd be stronger than salad.
Absolutely, yeah. More flavour.
More flavour than salad, yeah. Yeah.
It'll be
a stronger taste than salad.
Yeah. And that's why we had to bring like Aidan in. That's a man who loves his vegetables.
Very good.
I love my vegetables. Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah. There you
absolutely,
are.
Absolutely, yeah.
And is that what I'm looking at now? Yeah.
There you are.
Well, for the benefit of the listeners, I'm looking at a kind of a potted plant.
It's a potted green plant, and you can plant that out into the garden. We're growing those in the tunnel, and you can have them by the
now,
back door.
Aidan, before you go.
That's why I was just saying, I have that grown in the shed now, and I can't remember where I got it.
Aidan, what we didn't tell you was, on the other side of the plant...
It was you!
What we didn't tell Aidan was, on the other side of that pot, it tells the truth. It says it's cannabis.
No.
Oh my goodness, this is all we're hearing about.
Now I can fly home.
Joke.
Absolutely delicious.
Now, there you are. You see, Aidan likes his vegetables, and that's why we brought Aidan in to get to taste it for us. All right, then. We're having great fun here today. Making a scarecrow in the garden. Kids, do they really keep the crows away, do they?
I don't think they will be 100% effective on their own. But a scarecrow, it's a fun activity to do with the children.
Yeah.
And actually, if you put some kind of shiny things hanging from them, which kind of reflect the light or make a bit of noise in the wind, like a couple of old cans, they do help keep away. Yeah. But great fun with the kids. Yeah. Make up a scarecrow each year on the veg patch.
Can I ask you, in your opinion, you're after planting seeds. We're after doing it now this week. I'll tell you why in a second. What would you do? What would you put in the garden, apart from a scarecrow, to stop the birds from eating the seeds?
Okay. Birds, the easiest way to keep birds off your crops is just to put a netting over the beds or over the crops. And you'll buy that in any of the garden centres, even hardware shops will have it. And they just call it bird netting, crop protection netting. And just raise it up on a couple of short pieces of stick so it's not lying on the crop, there's a little few inches over it. And make sure the sides are firmed down with some stones around the edge. So, first of all, that the wind doesn't blow it, but also that the birds don't get in underneath it. They can be very determined to get in. So you have to really make sure. It has to be like Fort Knox.
What birds did you say are the most are the culprits?
Things like cabbages and stuff, birds, pigeons eat those. Bullfinches sometimes do with fruit trees at this time of year where they actually, and then later on when you have fruit bushes like blackcurrants and stuff, blackbirds and also other loads of birds eat on those. You have to be very, very careful.
And the reason I was on with the grass seed there because my wife came home with a grass seed and what else? There was two in one box, something she got in Aldi. It was a grass seed and what's the other called? Fertiliser.
Fertiliser.
And it said on the box, I read the box, it said, before you put this down, make sure that you cut the grass short and then you put down the fertiliser and you it says it's a must that the ground is wet, and then you spray the seeds as well. And this is for patches. Our garden was very patchy, you see.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a windy day, so we rolled it afterwards to stop the seeds, the grass seeds from blowing away, we'll say, and piling up in the big lump of grass where you don't want it. But no, that's why I asked you about stop the birds from stealing the seeds, we'll say.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. Put a bit of netting. Or if it's a big area like that and it's too big to do with netting in patches, what you could do is put in some bamboo canes and run a bit of just thread, thread between them, like crisscross it over the area.
How important is the fertiliser? You know,
plants need nutrients.
Yeah.
I suppose we often say like feed the plants, but it's not a good expression really, the proper thing to say that we feed the plants, because plants make their own food. But what they do need are these minerals. So they're a bit like vitamins for plants. So nitrogen and phosphorus and potassium are the three main ones which they use. So they do need them. And without those minerals, the plants do get sick. They go off colour. So it's like if you're missing vitamins in your diet, you get sick, and it's the same for the plants. So they do need them, but maybe not as much as perhaps the people who sell them would make you think that they need them, that you need to put on feed every week onto the garden. Because if you get too much of them, then the plants also get sick and they get very soft and prone to pests and diseases. So within moderation, it's okay. They need it.
Well, if you just joined us, Kieran Burke is our gardening expert. He's here with me every Friday on the programme, and we're delighted to get Kieran is here with us. This is very informative every week. Well, we think so anyways. And we are talking about getting your children interested in all things gardening. And we gave a few examples there about the scent of plants and about growing fruit and sowing seeds and the blackcurrants, the strawberries and so on. Something else I just want to... I mean, you can also add swing ball to the garden, can't you?
Absolutely. Not just for the kids. I love a bit of swing ball. Yeah.
Santa used to bring those,
exactly. And they're not expensive, and you can pop them up. They're there all through the summer, and you can have the little rackets there and just bang them around for a few minutes as you go. And the great thing that for gardeners, you see, it's a ball game where the ball is stuck to a string.
That's right.
And the ball won't go in and knock the heads off the flowers or anything like that. So it's good and safe for the gardener too.
Okay, the new growth project.
Yeah, the new growth project was the course which we've been doing in our garden for the unemployed people, the 12-week course. We've just finished week 8 already. The time is absolutely flying by. And we've enjoyed it. And also the people doing it said they've got a great benefit from it and enjoying it too. So we're doing a second one.
Okay.
So we're going to start the second one in June. And if anybody who's basically not in an employment is eligible, if they have think they might be interested in learning about gardening over the 12 weeks of the summer, in our own garden near Charlestown. And the application forms are on the website, which is thegardenschool.ie. Okay. And they can download the application forms and send them in then. But again, we've only got 4 places. So only 4 places at the moment.
You've got to be quick.
So get the applications in, and if we have we'll probably have a lot more again than we have places. So we'll basically have to do a lottery again.
Okay, 12 weeks, as you said.
12 weeks starting on, I think, the 12th of June.
Okay, thegardenschool.ie. Thegardenschool.ie. That's the website, is it?
It is indeed. Thegardenschool.ie.
And the application form is there.
The application forms are on that. Just go to the heading at the top, the New Growth Project, and you'll get all the information and the application form links from there.
Just before you go, Kieran, I mean, there's a guy working here in the Mosaic Centre that's also a farmer, we'll say, but he's now doing his job here, and he said something in the kitchen the last day, and I picked up on it, and he said, they were talking amongst themselves, you know, you kind of airdrop, and he said, there's no growth.
Yeah.
I mean, and I said, what do you mean there's no growth? He said, well, how often have you cut your grass already? And, you know, not that often, when I think
about it. Not that often, yeah. Well, we had a lovely week or two in March, and the temperatures were way above average. Mm. But since that, it's got cold.
Yeah.
And so maybe a little bit below average. So the plants respond, of course, to the temperatures. Mm. And although we've had quite good sunny days, the soil isn't heating up as high maybe now as it should be at this time of year, and that's really one of the things which governs the plant's growth, but also the air temperatures. So they're not growing as fast as you might expect in April. For a farmer, of course, whether you have livestock, that might be affecting your grass growth
and the
amount of feed that you'd have, but also for gardeners, for the yields of the crop. And I suppose why lots of people use polytunnels and things like that. You're less, if you like, at the mercy of nature.
But he's probably thinking there's not enough growth there for the farm animals.
Yeah,
and obviously he's got to go to the NCF stores and buy extra food and so on.
Exactly, Or it would affect their winter feed.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm thinking as well now? Seeing that we are talking, and I'm sure you've thought of this one as well, but there are a lot of, in fact, well, we could get you, I'm going to make a little plan along with our residents association to get you to maybe have a chat with a group of us. And I'm sure there are a lot of residents associations now that are looking out the window this morning and, okay, the weather's not fine today. You're looking out and you're looking at a big green in front of you and nothing in it. And you're probably saying to yourself, okay, we do have meetings when we go out maybe once or twice a year and we get rid of all the weeds around the curb and the stones and the footpaths and so on. But we could do a lot more here in our residents association. And that green area there in front of the house, we should have a nice few plants there and things like that. Is it something you've ever thought about, Ciarán? I mean, speaking with residents associations?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's something I'm happy to speak with any group who wants to kind of improve their environment using gardening and horticulture. And again, it comes also back to the social aspect. Nothing like having a couple of activities like that, a bit of tree planting, shrub planting, or even if you have a big green space, you could maybe even have a communal vegetable garden. Get people out regularly, meeting their neighbours, working together like a big metal type situation, and it's great fun. And you could even organise a bit of a food party at the end of the day, work like that. Great opportunities.
So, by the way, Ciarán's website is ciaranburke.ie, and it's C-I-A-R-A-N-C-I-A, not K, because you won't get it. I did it myself. It's Ciarán with a C, ciaranburke.ie, and you can contact Ciarán through that source. Now, Ciarán, before you go, I thought there were scallions there you brought in, but
not scallions, chives.
Chives.
Yeah.
And edible, not as you, I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. Particularly the leaf stalks. So you can have a salad there with nasturtiums and chives.
I like the way you give me the withered one. He's trying to kill me.
That's a fresher one. Look.
I think this guy's trying to kill me.
Not at all.
Hold on a second now. Hold on. You can eat these, you sure?
Absolutely, yeah. I think so. No problem eating chives.
Do you know something? They just taste like scallions to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I tell you what, we'll do a little bit of a recipe here. A quick salad of nasturtium leaf and chives.
Yeah.
Try the two together.
Well,
should
together,
be quite nice.
God, I won't eat for a week.
There we go.
Oh, that's fun. You know something? That it should be in every salad.
Yeah, there we are. And I mean, we could be growing those locally.
There's
and
a lovely blender.
The hotels and restaurants could be using nasturtium leaves, local produce. Absolutely. And the chive, they're not quite open yet, but we brought in a few of the flowers of the chive.
And don't tell
me
you can eat the flowers.
Well, they do sometimes use them for decoration.
You can try that one.
And even the petals. Well, they could take off the petals.
Yeah.
And they nip them there. Taste just like the leaves.
Do you know something? That would make a fine salad. The chives. And also the
nasturtiums together. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They really would.
I mean, there you are. That's given us me an idea now to have a kind of an area of the garden, if I had a big enough garden as you, to grow.
Well, the nasturtiums do great in pots, so do the chives. So you can put the two together in a big pot and you have a great kind of...
Can you grow them indoor?
Pep up. Well, you can grow them in a tunnel or something like that, glass house, but otherwise they need to be outdoor. But in a pot outside the back door, and when you're getting your salad ready, grab a bunch of leaves of each, throw them in and really enhance it, pep it up.
Well, you know something? I really enjoy this segment every Friday here at the programme because it's so informative and there are a lot of people out there, I'm sure, that are feeling the same as I do. And we're learning, slowly but surely. Once again, if there are resident associations, it's the time of year now when you're getting together, you're planning your days out, we're doing it ourselves, to get rid of the weeds and maybe it would be nice just to have a chat with Ciarán and maybe between you come up with some idea, it won't cost a fortune, as to how you can make your green area more presentable, is it?
Exactly, and you say it doesn't have to be expensive, just a bit of time, bit of fun doing it, and you can transform the place.
Could you get all those plants at the right price, say? That's the question you say.
Lots of them you can grow from seed, so easy.
Oh, yeah.
Very easy. They can grow themselves.
Do you know something, even to give a talk with residents associations, I know you mentioned we're talking about school and children there, but with residents associations, I think it would be fabulous.
Yeah.
And by the way, there are people listening today who have got their own big garden, doesn't have to be green, and you may not be living in a residents association part of. Maybe you're living on your own, a house on its own, and a dwelling on its own, and you're looking at your back garden and you're looking at your front garden, you're saying, jeepers, I'd love to do exactly what he's saying. Listen, Ciarán won't cost a fortune for you to go to have a chat with him. ciaranburke.ie is the site, check it out. You learn a lot, just like I am. Ciarán, as always, thank you so much indeed for joining us on the programme.
on 102.9 FM. This is C or CFM.